Ray Thomas from the Daily Telegraph. Morning, Ray.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, interesting meeting, isn't it, this afternoon, Sean, on this good four. I dare say we'll probably get an upgrade given it's so warm and quite windy at the moment. And as I said, interesting meeting, but certainly the focus is on woman, the Frankel Moore Joyce filly, making her debut in race three. Really interesting to see how she goes, Sean.
Yeah, Paul Joyce from RaceNet. How are you, Paul?
Good morning, Sean. Morning, Ray. Good morning, punters. Yeah, I'm really well, Sean. Beautiful day. Feels like a bit of summer, doesn't it, really? And good four, but I expect an upgrade, as Ray said. I'm surprised if they'll keep that moisture into the track come 1 o'clock this afternoon. And it's a really good little card of racing, so looking forward to it.
And from tab.com.au, Glenn Munsey. Morning, Munts.
Morning, Sean. Morning, Ray. Morning, Pa. Yeah, there's nowhere you'd rather be on a day like today than out at the races and outside, except if you're locked in a studio for 7 or 8 hours.
Which you'll love.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Well, it allows you to wear makeup legally, so don't complain.
Yes, and I tell you what, it's sadly needed.
You can put the paint on, but the rust will come through, Munns. Don't worry about
that,
mate.
Say that again.
All right. Now, the first day, we've got a full field.
Yeah, it's the Plucket Vinery here. It's a benchmark 73 for three-year-olds over 1,100 metres, and we start with Charlie Chap. With the blinkers on today, despite being a last start winner, he's a $9 chance. Beacon, with winkers on today, favourite, $165. Marishka at $4.20. We've got Yulong Jingjing at $5. And Work Drinks is a $19 chance. Not much activity this morning outside of Beacon. It's been 170 into 165. I have noticed Yulong Jingjing has been 750 into 5, but you might find this remarkable, boys. My computer not working properly here.
It's always something new for you, Munns. Now, look, speed-wise, Work Drinks, Marishka, Beacon, the three on-pace runners. And I wouldn't be surprised if Charlie Chap jumped a lot better with the blinkers first time. So really, it's only Yulong Jingjing that I could map going back in the small field.
Yeah, terrific little race to open the program, isn't it? Paul's got Beacon, the odds on favourite. He was beaten last start over this course and trip, up against four last start winners, three of them unbeaten. I'm going to give the favourite another chance. I thought there was plenty of merit in his defeat that day. He really hit the line hard, almost caught, could have been. He slipped away to a big lead into the straight. He'd won his previous start at Wyong, beating Fager, who's franked the form since. Just noticed that the James Cummings stable have given Beacon a soft barrier trial in between runs, and I think he's the horse to beat here. The one gate, certainly an advantage. I thought Work Drinks was over the odds, Paul. She did a really good job on debut at Hawkesbury. Ran time, did it comfortably, won by a margin, could have won by further. Jumped and ran that day. As I said, did everything right at the $19. She'll run a race here at odds against some smart horses. The one, Charlie Chap, the blinkers go on today. A significant gear change, as Glenn mentioned, because even though he did win at Hawkesbury first up, again, he did a few things wrong. But this horse is a talent, and I hope I'm not underselling number three, Marishka. Beautifully bred filly, did a really good job on debut, beating should have been. Hit the line hard that day, and she can only improve off that with race experience. As I said, terrific race to open the card. Five legitimate chances. I've got two Beacon on top from 5, 1, and 3.
Yes, Ray, I've gone 1, 3, 2, 5. I'm just leaning at number one, Charlie Chap, at the good odds. I think you can have something on him straight out and get yourself off to a flying start. I've seen plenty of him at the races. He's a big, strong three-year-old. He's got the blinkers going on first time, as we've mentioned. First up at Hawkesbury, he was heavily backed off a very sharp trial win, and he got the job done, but he was still very green and very raw, which is surprising considering he's had 10 starts, including a crack at a Group 1, which he did in the JJ Atkins last campaign. So he's got the class on his side. He's a great type, and I just think if these blinkers do the trick with him and really get him to focus, get him out of the gates a bit better than what he can sometimes dawdle out, I think he can give these other runners a real decent scare here at the good odds. Number three, Marishka. Well, she couldn't have done much more than she did on debut. She was heavily backed also, got the job done. She's got the early pace. The two, Beacon, he hasn't done anything wrong so far. He beat Fager on his merits on debut, and he was then beaten by Could Have Been, but he found the line strongly here last time, so no complaints with him. And the five Work Drinks, as you said, Ray, what more could have she done on debut when she won by two lengths at Hawkesbury? So even Yulong Jingxian, who I've left out, she's won from one. She just didn't catch my eye at the trials, but you couldn't really put the pen through her either. 1, 3, 2, and 5, speaking number one, Charlie Chap, for a good start for the day.
All right, race two, we've got a full field.
Yeah, it's the McGrath Estate Agents here. This is a benchmark 70 for fillies and mares, and we start with Absolute Ripper at $3.60, and that's equal favourite. Coco Excel at $5, Istria at $4.60. We've got O'Reilly Cyrus with the blinkers off and the synthetic hoof filler off at $5. Sexy Eyes, that's the name of the horse, Sean, settle down, at $3.60, equal favourite. And Naylor's Gift is a $26 chance. Just looking, and I'm trying to look at fluctuations only here, from this morning, Absolute Ripper's been $4 into $3.60.
Yeah, well, look, Absolute Ripper maps to lead here. Mum's in the small field. She's the only real on-pace runner that I could find. The Coco Excel has shown pace in the past, but I think the Waller Stable's been trying to teach her to settle looking at her trials, and the rest of them settle midfield or back. So Absolute Ripper to lead, Coco Excel to trail, right?
Yeah, and she might get a picnic in front of Absolute Ripper. She'll be really hard to run down, but I've been taken by the three Istria's two trials coming into her return to racing today, Paul. She showed a lot of promise last prep. A couple of things went wrong in ticking the back end of her prep, but she's a very promising type from the Godolphin stable, this mare, and as I said, she's just caught my eye in those two recent trials, particularly at Rose Hill behind Mistlecote. I think she's set to run very well fresh today. The danger, I thought, was number four, O'Reilly Cyrus. Again, a mare who's really caught my eye at the trials. Her most recent trial was second to Madison Avenue. She was jogging on the in that trial going to the lines. Looks to have come up really well for Joe Pride here. One of the co-favourites, number five, Sexy Eyes, probably had her chance at Canterbury. It was a fair run. That was over 1,200 metres. Just coming back to 1,100 was a slight issue, but her debut win was excellent. The two Coco Excel, Paul's points well made. If she can produce her trial form on race day, she'd be hard to beat, but she has been ridden conservatively in her recent trials. They're trying to teach her to settle. The other co-favourite, Absolute Ripper, no knock on her, and if she gets that soft lead, really hard to beat. And again, Paul, small field, intriguing race. I've got three Istria on top, 3, 4, 5, and 2 in second.
Yeah, look, I'm leaning to the one. I've gone 1, 2, 5, 4, Absolute Ripper on top. I just think she'll find the front. Blake McDougall's 3 kilo claim brings her in well at the weight. She hasn't trialled, but she's got great first up stats. And the 1,100 metre run she has had, she was beaten the nose by Isla Tristana, and that was at Rose Hill in one of the Tab highways where she was in front basically until the last stride. So I think she'll get the 1,100. I don't think she'll get a lot further than 1,100, but she won't need to today. I think she'll give you a great sight in front. The two Coco Excel, I think she's the obvious threat. If she can produce her best form, she probably wins this. But she's always mixed her form throughout all of her campaigns to date. So I want to see her put a few together before I back her. The five Sexy Eyes may have been flattered on debut. There wasn't much depth out of that Gosford maiden that she won. And then last time at Canterbury has raced it. She had her chance there. She was just safely held late. And number four, O'Reilly Cyrus, barrier one, trialling well. She could definitely get the breaks today. But I'm sticking with the obvious here. Number one, Absolute Ripper to lead throughout. 1, 2, 5, and 4.
All right, we're going to the third event here, the Tab Rewards Handicap, and take out Wild About Her, number four.
Yes, and this is a three-year-old filly's maiden over 1,250 metres, and we start with Fifth Affair with the blinkers on is a $3.40 chance. Mystic Empire with blinkers on at $5. Lorcelle at $7. Wild About Her came out yesterday, 23 cents a winner, nothing the place. Woman is a $2.20 favourite. Union Jews with the winkers on at $11. Waitemata Harbour at $34. And Whitney Star is a $51 chance. Well, up until this morning, all the money was for Woman here. With the scratching of Wild About Her, had firmed up yesterday. Was 2.15 after the scratching. Got into as short as 2.10. So it's 2.10 out to 2.20 this morning. In the same period of time, the toppy, Fifth Affair, has been 4.20 in to $3.40.
Yeah, no surprise they've come for the one here, Mun. But looking at the map, Mystic Empire blinkers back on leads. I think the roughy Whitney Star will go forward, provided she jumps okay. Lordell won't be far off, and Union Dew's probably box seats, Fifth Affair handy. And Woman from that barrier, look, I think Karen McAvoy will make his mind up once he hits the ground, but I'd expect her just to trail the speed here, Ray.
Yeah, she's a little awkwardly drawn, isn't she, Paul, on the outside of the seven-horse field. In her trial, she hasn't shown blinding speed at all. So Paul's right. I think Karen will be looking for a trail, but I can't tip against her. I've been really impressed by her two trials since she's been back in work this spring, particularly the way she's attacked the line. She won her first trial at Randwick, powering home late, and then last start chased a tearaway leader and was closing fast. This is the filly by Frank Lattimore Joy. She's bred to be very, very good. She looks pretty smart, and I think provided Kieran McAvoy gets any sort of luck early and just finds some cover, she'll certainly be hitting the line. I've got her on top number five, Woman. From number one, Fifth Affair, and look, no surprise that Glenn Minton has been money for this filly. She was good first up in the Mariska race, closed late. She'll improve off that. Going out to 12.50 certainly suits. Drawn the one gate, she'll get a soft run. She'll be hitting the line hard. Number six, Union Jews, nicely bred Fastnet Rockfield from Team Hawks stable. Only had the one start, was beaten a fairway in a soft track at Seymour. But, Paul, I liked her recent trial at Rose Hill. She was sneaking up along the fence without being fully tested. Wouldn't be surprised to see her run well here at her Sydney debut. And number two, Mystic Empire, probably leads as Paul suggested. And if she gets a soft lead, will take catching. Certainly she's fitter for two runs back from a spell, but she does need to lift. Woman, all eyes are on her in race three. I've got her on top, 5, 1, 6, and 2.
Yeah, I'm with you, Ray. 5, 1, 2, and 3. Look, she's been trialling well. She's obviously superbly bred. She looks a really good type too. So keen to just see her parade, make sure she's doing all those things right. But as long as she does that, she gets any sort of luck in the run, I think we'll see a very smart filly debut today. And there's not a lot of depth in this race. I think they found the right race for her to kick off. Number one, Fifth Affair, I think she's the only serious threat because she's had those two very close seconds last campaign. She's resumed well here at Canterbury. So I think from barrier one, she's also got the blinkers first time today. She is the danger. Number two, Mystic Empire, stablemate of Woman. I'd be very surprised if she could beat the stablemate, but she'll go forward with the blinkers back on and give you a sight. And number three, Lorcel, the first starter for Godolphin. She's probably bred to get over more ground herself, but she hasn't really shown me the same ping in the trials that Woman has. So I think she's one of the better bets of the day. 5, 1, 2, and 3.
All right, and you know what? I'll be singing that old song with the group, Woman, You're Breaking Me, on the way home in the car, I can tell you. Now, the fourth, put out four lights and eight Spencer.
Now, major breaking news here, Sean. Larry's back up and going. In the first, the only one that's had support this morning is Beacon. In race two, I think I might have wrapped him too early here. Now, in race two, little money invested on the race. All of it is on Sexy Eyes so far today. In race three, continues. The only one that's been supported is Woman, despite the fact it's a drifter, 210 to 220. It has 10 times the amount of money on it today than Fifth Affair, who's 420 into 340. So that just goes to show you, and I say it repeatedly, the fluctuations don't mean everything that means the horse. It's the only one that's been supported. In the fourth here, which is the Swepps Handicap, which is three-year-old Colts and Geldings Maiden over 1250. And according to our linguistic race caller, the toppy, Hong Qigong, is a $2.90 favourite. Reflectivity at $8.50. Absolute with blinkers on at $5.50. Lights is out. I haven't written the deduction down there. I'll get it for you in a minute. Star of the Seas at $4.80. Icon of Dubai at $4.60. Paray, the first starter, at $8. Spencer, out no deduction. And End of the Road at $26. Very, very little activity here. Most popular runner overall is Star of the Seas, and it's been 5 into 460 back to 480 today. It is the grand total of $76 in front of Hong Qigong, who's been 320 into 290 this morning, but Hong Qigong has more money on it this morning than Star of the Seas. And third pick is Absolute, who's been 7 into 650 into 550 today. Half as much invested on it today as Hong Qigong has.
Yeah, well, Absolute probably leads now unchallenged with the blinkers first time at lights coming out. So no surprise that Absolute's been found. Reflectivity handy. I don't think End of the Road will get too far back off the inside gate. And Brendan Abdullah probably has the chance to settle Hong Qigong a bit closer to them this time, Ray.
Yeah, I'm pretty keen on the toppy Hong Qigong, Paul. I thought his comeback run in the Fager race at Canterbury late last month was super. That was over 1,100 metres. And when Brenton was able to get Hong Qigong out into the clear at the top of the straight, he really let down hard. And closed fast to just miss to catch Faga. It was a terrific return. Lightly raced Piero Colt has always shown promise, and getting out to the 12.50 today is going to suit him perfectly. Tempo a slight concern. Paul mentioned Absolute may get a soft lead here. That's probably the only negative I could find, really, Paul. But I think with even luck in running, he's clearly the horse to beat. Big watch here, though, on number six, Icon of Dubai. This is a colt that the Team Snowden stable have always had an opinion of, and he did show promise against some smart horses when last in work. Had the four starts, didn't win a race, but ran some blinders. His recent trial at Randwick was a good pointer that he's come up well. He'll run a good, solid race on his return here. Look, number two, Reflectivity. Look, I know his comeback run at the Beaumont track was disappointing. I dare say they'll try and ride him a bit more conservatively today, Paul. Maybe with cover. He was exposed outside a leader at Newcastle. Just didn't finish that race off. And a first starter here has caught my eye at the trials. Number seven, I think it's announced Parade. Its most recent trial at Rosehill was jogging going down the centre of the track. If he'd pressed the button, I think he could have swooped on the leaders. Lovely type, and he could be one to run a race at odds.
Whoops, we've lost him there. His line's topped out. All right. Paul. Yeah, okay, Paul, we'll go to you. We'll get Ray back in a moment. Your thoughts, Paul?
Yeah, my thoughts here, Sean, 1, 5, 3, and 6. I'm with Ray Honchigong on top for all the reasons Ray already covered, really. That 1,100 metres out to 1,250, and he should be able to get a bit closer in the run. I was really taken with that first up run. The 5-star of the seas, Ray didn't have this one in his numbers, but I like him. He's an Ocean Park 3-year-old. He hit the line hard on debut behind Sprinting to Win. Sprinting the winner since come out and won again. He won at Kembla on Saturday, so a bit of form developing out of that Newcastle race. The 3 Absolute, the fact that the blinkers go on first time may give him a bit of improvement because he needs it from what I've seen today. And the 6 Icon of Dubai, this horse oozes class. No surprise race at the stable have a big opinion of him, but I'm convinced he's a mile a plus on a big track. So the 12.50 around here today probably a bit sharp, but keep an eye on him for hitting the line late. Number one on top, clearly, boys. 1, 5, 3, and 6.
All right, Ray, we got you back. Your wrap up on that.
Yeah, sorry, boys. Numbers were 1, 6, 2, and 7. Hong Chi Kong on top.
All right, now the fifth, the tab.com.au handicap and a full field here, Munts.
Yeah, we've got Nick Tock here. The toppy is On the Drift out to $3.50. Classic Records at 61. Old Man Sam at 12. In Times of War, an odds on favourite at $1.95. Valier at $12. Epic Dan at 17. Lady Zhivago at 9. Bright Future at 11. Today, more invested on Nick Tock than in Times of War, and Nick Tock is $2.80 to $3.50. In the same period of time, in Times of War, is $2.30 to $1.95. Once again, fluctuations don't mean investments. But overall, in Times of War, has double the amount of money on it than what Nick Tock has. They went up $2.30, Nick Tock $2.80 in Times of War. When we did Formline last night, in Times of War was into favouritism at $2.40. Nick Tock had got to $2.50 at that stage, and it opened $2.80 this morning, now $3.50. In Times of War, opened $2.30 this morning, now $1.95.
Yeah, look, on paper, the race doesn't map really well for Nick Tock, which is why he's probably getting the blows. He's drawn the outside gate. He's a speedy customer, but he's got to get across Old Man Sam from Barrier 1 and Bright Future from Barrier 5. They've also got Wally Air, Epic Dan kicking up to keep things interesting. So in Times of War, drawn one inside the outside gate, but I would expect Karen McAvoy lets a bit of that pace go and probably just tucks in behind them, right?
Yeah, she can jump and run sometimes, can't she, Paul, in Times of War? But I agree. I think Karen looked to take a sit. This is a good matchup between a horse who just keeps winning, Nick Tock. 7 starts, 6 wins and 1 minor place. He's won his last 3 up against a mare in Times of War who's very honest. 8 starts, but only 2 wins and 6 seconds. But when you go through a form course, it's taken some good mares like Bonnie O'Reilly and Memes to beat her. She's a genuine Saturday class mare, resuming here in the midweeks. I think run of the race stuff is the key here. If Karen McAvoy can find some cover, she's the horse to beat in Times of War. I've loved her 2 trials. Even that last trial at Warwick Farm, 7th of 8, she was never let go. Classy mare. I think she can win this, number 4, in Times of War. The danger, definitely the toppy, number 1, Nick Tock. As Paul suggested, the outside gate is a concern, but this horse is so genuine. He's a fighter. He loves to win, and he goes into this race rock-hard fit, whereas in Times of War is first up. Number 7, Lady Zhivago, with the claim, gets in very well at the weights. Her second up stats are good, and she can run a race here, and 8, Bright Future, consistent, the best of the rest. But I think the two faves, it's between them, Paul. Good little matchup this. I've got 4 In Times of War on top. 4, 1, 7, and 8 in the fifth.
Yes, Ray, I'm with you. No need to go outside the two favourites for the opening leg of the quaddie. I'm 4, 1, 6, and 7. Same reasoning within Times of War that you've made, Ray. I like the fact she's had those 8 starts, never missed a top 2 finish. She's got some real depth to her form, and I think she can take the next step this campaign starting today. Number 1, Nick Top, 7 starts, 6 wins, 6 from 6 on good tracks. He's going to make In Times of War really work for her victory. It's a really intriguing little race. Number 6, Epic Dan, big odds about him. I'll be throwing him in for 3rd in the trifecta. He's won 3 from 4 this prep, loves a good track. He's been running in open country sprint class, which I like coming back to benchmark grade. I think he'll run 3rd. And number 7, Lady Zhivago, she can definitely run 4th here off that first up return behind Tango Rain. 4, 1, 6, and 7 for me in the fifth.
Right, I raised 6 for our 3, Bright Future, and 10, Young Huey.
Yeah, well, you can now have 350 to 310, Nick Tock, and In Times of War, $195 to $2. The count today, there was just 1,500 on Nick Tock there, and it's 350 into $3.10. To race number 6, as Sean said, the hashtag the race is here, the benchmark 77 over 1,250. We'll start with Milwaukee with the concussion plates on the front there at $6.50. Smart Amelia with a tongue tie on it, $4.40. Bright Future out, no deduction. Centro Superior, it's getting out par, $10 now. Mercurial Ladder, $23. Piracy, the $3 favourite. All From Scrap at $4.80. Oakfield Ricky with a tongue tie on at $31. Vienna Romance at $7.50. Young Wheat is out, no deduction. Explosive Scene, I should say, with the bar plates on the front there at $31. Very, very minor betting race this. Piracy is the most popular runner overall, but only $51 in front of Centro Superior. Piracy, $4 at its best into $3, and today it's been $3.30 into $3. But put it this way, the most popular runner this morning is Oakfield Ricky, and it's $31 chance. So that tells you how little investment on the race here. But Paul, a lot more on Centro Superior than that $2 we had last night and then the $1,000.
Yeah, the big $1,000 bet. Well, it didn't scare you, though. You've been rolled it out to $10. So, interested in race thoughts here. I think there's good speed in the race. We've got Milwaukee, Piracy, All From Scrap, Oakfield, Ricky. So I think they'll move along. Mercurial Lad will keep them honest. So I'm looking for one that could settle off pace and finish hard, and obviously came up with Centro Superior. But keen to see what Ray thinks here, because we may be in cahoots here, Mr. Thomas.
Yeah, I think we're on the same page, aren't we, Paul? The tempo's the key, and I think we've both found Centro Superior. Run of the race stuff, it falls his way. Hugh Bowman to ride. Greg Hickman's got this horse in career best. He's stringing together consistent performances. He won at Warwick Farm 2 runs back off a Gosford win. And then last start over the 1,200 at Warwick Farm. Again, hit the line hard late behind Perizzata. Canterbury 12.50, no issue. That tempo's the key. He'll get back stalking them, and he'll be hitting the line hard, number 4, Centro Superior. And the value at $10, that's terrific odds. Better horses racing so consistently. Number 6, Piracy. I agree with Paul. Up on speed, makes his own luck. Just scrambling to when he's made at the Warwick Farm midweeks, but he made that step next start in a Class 2 at Wyong when he dominated the race, beating Raid, and he's a horse on the improve. Number 7, All From Scrap. Only been out of the top 2 once in 6 starts. Underrated sprinter. He'll run a race here at odds. Number 2, Smart Amelia, is resuming. Classy mare. Stakes place when last in work. Has got some fresh form. She'll be charging home late. And wary of the toppy, Paul. Number 1, Milwaukee. His form early last preparation was excellent over shorter distances. Lost his way when he went up to a mile and beyond. But over this sprint trip, Milwaukee could run a race here. But for me, I'm with number 4, Centro Superior, each way. He's on top, 4, 6, 7, and 2, Paul.
4, 9, 6, and 2 for me. Can't add much to the Centro Superior rap that Ray gave. Look, I think that last start, 3rd behind Perizzata. Well, Perizzata's franked the form placing in the Sherico Stakes last Saturday, and I Am Serious has got a record of 3 wins from 4 starts now with Chris Wallace. So, 2 very good horses beating that day, and prior to that, he had the 2 ones next to his name. I think he's crazy odds at $10, and he seems to be drifting. So, I'll just hang back and take the double figures at some stage today. Number 9, Vienna Romance, good last start win. She loves Canterbury. She'll appreciate the speed. Number 6, Piracy, still not 100% sold with him. He scrambled home at Warwick Farm. He did the job at Wyong, but it was a leader's day that day. I don't think it'll be the situation this afternoon. And number 2, Smart Amelia, trials have been spare. She'll get back. She'll hit the line. She may be looking for further. Don't know how she handles good tracks either, so a couple of queries with her. I've got no queries with the 4. He's the rock-solid Betty, 4, 9, 6, and 2.
All right, the next event, and it's the 7th to Calypso Bay, 4 Static Lift and 13 Humility Out.
Yeah, and $67 invested on Centro Superior when the boys started tipping it up there, but it will increase from this point on, you would have to think, both of them tipping a $10 chance. The 7th is the Tab Handicap, a benchmark 73 over 1,550, and Fortensky here is an $11 chance. Calypso Bay came out this morning, 6 cents a win and 6 cents a place. Shock Alert at 5.50, Static Lift out now. Deduction. Winebush 11, Sambro at 5, Little Miss Brown 21, Eastern Legend at 26, Think Like a Bird at 11, Nahima at 41, Mahalanga with the winkers on, $2.15 and favourite. Le Cavalier is at 23 and Humility out, no deduction. Only one they've shown any interest in here is Mahalanga. Did go back up 2.30 this morning. So 2.30 into 2.15, the most popular runner to contest the program today. Second pick, a very, very long way away, is Sambro.
Look, Mahalanga should get the speed to suit here. We've got Fortensky engaged, Nahima going forward. Shock Alert won't be too far off, and Sambro kicking up from that inside gate. So, Ray, if you're a Mahalanga fan, he should get enough speed to suit.
And I am, Paul. I think he's a really nice colt. He was terrific on debut when he attacked the line winning his maiden at Newcastle. Straight into a Group 3, which sort of gives indication of where Team Hawks rate this colt. And he was good that day running fourth in the Ming Dynasty behind Addictive Nature. He was out the back with Assimilate and was making his run together. Assimilate came from behind Mahalanga and went straight past him. And talking to Brenton Abdullah after the race, Paul, he said that his colt just sort of shied away a little bit and ducked in when Assimilate went past him so quickly. But then he balanced up again, Mahalanga, and he hit the line nicely. And I think they've taken note of that run. The gear change significant. The winkers on. He is only lightly raced. He is inexperienced, but he's very, very promising. I've got him on top, number 11, Mahalanga. I think Chris Waller's got 3 good chances here. They're the dangers. The 6, Sambro, 1, Fortensky, and 5, Winebush. Sambro comes out of the same race. He's always been a horse with ability. He finished behind Mahalanga in the Ming Dynasty. He showed promise when last in work and was tested at Group 1 level. He'll be fit as second up here. I think the 3-year-olds can run 1-2, Paul. Number 1, Fortensky, makes his own luck up on speed, tries hard, just seems to find one better than him on the day. And number 5, Winebush, also will be improved by recent racing. But he's a nice horse, the 11, Mahalanga. I've got him on top, 11, 6, 1 and 5.
I'm with you, Ray. 11, 6, 3 and 1. Mahalanga on top. The only thing I can really add to what Ray said there, if we have a look at his maiden win at Newcastle, which was his first start, he was very impressive when backed off the map that day. He beat a horse called the Avenger. Now, it's come out since that the provincials and absolutely towel his rival. And sprinting to win, who ran third, has since come out and not only won a maiden, but gone the next win as well. So plenty of depth out of that maiden win. And then obviously the Ming Dynasty. The only form line we've got out of that so far is the horse that ran last in the Ming Dynasty, came out at Kembla on Saturday and won his maiden by 6 lengths. That's a horse called Thy Kingdom Come. So all the form around Mahalanga just absolutely stands out for this race today. Number 6, Sambro, comes through the Ming Dynasty, as Ray said, Barrier 1, Hugh Bowman, but I couldn't see him turning the tables. Number 3, Shock Alert. He's a big, strong horse from the Bjorn Baker stable. I think he'll get a handy run in transit and be there at about the 100-metre mark. And the 1.40, well, he'll put in another honest on-pace performance, but he definitely lacks the killer instinct. 11, 6, 3 and 1 for me in the 7th.
All right, we go to the 8th event, pull out 9, Sovereign Air and 10-year Bravo.
Yeah, it's the ATC Handicap here, a benchmark 75 over 1,900 metres, and multifacets, the toppy is a $9.50 chance. It's stablemate, Estacrage at $6, Almost Caught at $2.60 in favourite. Mandalong Kiss at 12, Manhattan Sun at 26, Earized is a $15 chance. Another Lager at 21. Ready for Success at 15. Sovereign Air came out yesterday. 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Yeah, Bravo came out this morning. 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Token of Love at $5.50. Ari Gold at 15. Captain Mannering at 34. And Happy Partners, a $41 chance. Only one they've shown any great interest in here is Almost Caught, who went up as much as $4.40. Was into 3.60 yesterday afternoon. By the time we did form line, it was $3.20. It opened $2.80 this morning. It's now a $2.60 chance, but there's not a coin for it this morning. Second pick overall would be Esther Craj. The best supported runner today is actually Earized, who's been 19 into 15, but it's not even a decent pair of shoes.
Yeah, it's an interesting one to map because the two on-pace runners, the stablemates, Barbara Joseph and Paul Jones, trained Almost Caught and Token of Love. So you wouldn't expect them to bring each other undone. Another Lager will keep them honest and ready for success should box seat. Now, that's a pretty standard map. If that's the way it unfolds, I think the on-paces will have a definite edge, but you just never know. We only need one other runner to come out of the pack and go forward, and all of a sudden that speed map goes right up in the air, right?
Yeah, it often happens, doesn't it, Paul? Look, I'm taken by number three, Almost Caught. Not taken by the odds for 2.60. I might just wait and hope, as Glenn mentioned, no money for it this morning. He might get out to slightly better odds here. But, look, I've been taken by his three wins, the Sapphire Coast and twice at Canberra's Acton Track. And as he's got out over trip, he's got better and better. His most recent win was over 1,900 metres. And the impressive part, Paul, was the last 200. Once he balanced up and got into his stride, he just moved right away from his rivals and won with real ease. Talking to Barbara Joseph about this five-year-old, she's got a huge rap on him. She thinks he could be her next good horse, and she's trained many good horses over the years, Barb. I've got three Almost Caught on top, unbeaten for the Barbara Joseph and Paul Jones stable since she's come across from New Zealand. I think you can make it four wins from four starts for them. The danger, I thought, was a two Esther Craj, but I take your point, Paul. The tempo could be a concern. It was a lovely Hugh Bowman ride last start when he swooped on Token of Love late. Needs tempo. If he gets it, though, he'll be hitting the line hard again. Token of Love, no knock on her. She's as honest as the day is long, this mare. She'll be up on speed, and she'll give you a sight. And number one, Multifacets, has been a little bit disappointing, but back to midweek grade, he could improve here. But I'm looking forward to this race, Paul. I think he could be a nice horse, Almost Caught in the last. I've got him on top, 3-2, 11-1.
Yeah, great race to close out the quaddie. I'm 11, 2, 3 and 6. I'm going with the 11 Token of Love on top, one of the stablemates, obviously, for Barbara and Paul Jones. But look, last start at Canterbury over this track and distance, I backed Esther Craj. I was giving myself a pat on the back, job well done. Watched the replay, and I was probably a bit lucky to get the money because Token of Love, she was in the right spot coming to the turn, but everything went wrong from the top of the straight to about the 100-metre mark. She picked herself up. She rattled through to run second. Oh, I think she can atone for that today and turn the tables on Esther Craj. So I've got 11 Token of Love on top of the two. Hughie Bowman gave it an absolute peach the other day. He'll probably give it a good run again, but whether he can have all the breaks go his way as he did last start, I'm just not sure. So I'm leaning towards the 11. Number three, Almost Caught. What do I do with him? He's been over racing. He's been winning on the Acton track. It's a different story here today, coming to town, coming to the turf. Can Karen McAvoy get him to settle in the run? I'm not sure. So he's a real query runner. The money says he's very, very good. So just keep him safe. And number six, Earized. He's a horse that's going to win at least one race this preparation over a staying trip. Whether it's today, 1900 around a tight track, I'm not sure. 2200 at Warwick Farm would be all over him. So maybe one run still to come for Earized. But keep an eye out for him. Definitely put him in the quaddie. 11, 2, 3 and 6 for me in the last.
Now, Munz, what's been best back today?
Maha Langer is the best supported runner there on the program, Sean. He's now a $2.15 chance in race number 7, and he's in from 2.30. And the other best supported runner on the program is Woman, but it's a drifter today. It's $2.10 out to $2.20. And just an update on the Nicktock race there. They were a very, very long way apart there at one stage. Nicktock, who was $3.50, is now $2.90. And now, in fact, $3, and in times of war has gone $1.95 out to $2. There is four times the amount of money on Nicktock today than on in times of war, and Nicktock is $2 $2.60, I think, was it? Out to $2.80 to $3.50 to $3. In times of war is $2.30 to $1.95 to $2.
All right, good on your man. To look forward to seeing you there on Sky Tobe Central today.
Oh, bang on 11 o'clock, Sean. We'll start with some trials at Kemba. We'll rip into a preview of Doomben, then go to Canterbury and sit back and relax, and we'll try and find your winner right throughout the day.